So the Mishnah Tzati Beis, we come to our first really Yevamis Tikka Sugya in the Perek. So we've got a little bit of Yevamis here. And the Gemara is talking about the inyan of the Isra of Yevama L'shok. The Mishnah talks about a woman who remarries and she thinks she's okay, but she got misinformation, and really she was a Yevama and she was Zakuk to Yivam. But she didn't realize that, and she married out to the shuk. So the talk of the Gemara talks about what's the whole nature of this Isra of Yivama l'shuk. So Pashtus, you would think, if you'd ask me, and definitely if you learned any of the Zika sugyas, right, that there seems to be some sort of relationship, at least on a Rabbanan level, you think, between the Yavam and the Yavama. And therefore, just like we know an Ashes Ish, the relationship she has with her husband makes it that she's Asir to other men, so too by Yavama, the relationship she has with a Yavam makes her Asir to any other man. That's what we would think. And at the beginning of the Gemara sounds like that a little bit, because we have the Drasha here, the Drasha everyone knows, it says, Losia Ashes Hameis HaChutzel Ish Zar. That the Eishes HaMeis shouldn't be, Losia, she shouldn't have a vayah. She shouldn't be able to marry another man. And therefore we see that Kedushin is not Tofes. There's no Kedushin between the Yavama and someone other than the Yavam. So Mamela, the reason why is because she's like a little bit of an Eishes Ish. There's some Zika there, and therefore no one else's Kedushin will be Chal on the Yavam. So that's what we would think. But it doesn't seem to be true. Why does it seem to be true? Because the Gemara continues and tells us an amazing din, which is that even though the Kedushin's not Chal, but when a Yavama marries the Shuk, the kid, the child of that union, is not a Mamzer. Not a mamzer. So there's one sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara says this was our Mishnah. There's one sheet in Rabbi Akiva that all Chayvei Lavin produced mamzerim, but la halacha we hold that even though kedushin is in tofis on the Yavama, but if she does marry someone else, the kid is not a mamzer. So that is an interesting point. Just why is that? Why is the kid not a mamzer? You know, there's a Gemara on Yevamos Yudalit that says that there's no mamzer ella from Isuri Erva. Only Isuri Erva make mamzerah. And therefore, we're being told something interesting here that this Isur does not create a mamzerus. So why not? So it sounds a little bit, this isn't really an Ervedic Isur. But in general, the klal is, in Yevamos from Tess, in Sosel and Sanhedrin, in Kedushin Samaches. So the Gemara always says that the din of mamzerus goes hand in hand with a union that doesn't have Tfisas Kedushin. One din. Right, if you hold that only Chayve Krisos, marriages that involve Krisos, produce Mamzerim, then you hold that only Isuri Krisos create a situation that there's no Tvisit Kedushin. But if you hold that all Lavim create Mamzerim, then you hold that all Lavim don't have Tvisit Kedushin. It goes hand in hand. That's what Mamzer is. Mamzer is the product of a union that had no Sheikhis to Tvisit Kedushin. That's what it is. So what's Pshat here? We have an exception. That this woman, she, Kedushin is in Tofis on her. She seems to be out of the ballpark, no shaykhus to Ishus, and yet the kid's not a mamzer. Why is the kid not a mamzer? And the bigger Pella, the Gemara tells us, is that different versions of Rabbi Akiva held, but one version of Rabbi Akiva is, he said, any lav of She'er produces a mamzer. a lav that has to do with she'er, meaning relationships. So that will create mamzerim. But a lav that doesn't involve she'er has nothing to do with relationships. It's bad to do, but it doesn't produce a mamzer. So the Gemara says that yivam l'shuk is not a lav to she'er, and therefore it doesn't produce mamzerim. So the question is, what does it mean it's not a lav to she'er? Why is this? I mean, an Aishas Ish is Bechor included in Lav to Sher. That's a wrong type of relationship. But here, it's no Tvisas Kedushin, but it's not called a Lav to Sher and the kid's not a Mamzer. So what does that mean? So L'chayr, what it means is that Mamzer is custom is Surim that we define as Erva. There's something wrong with this union in that this isn't marriage. The problem is a marriage problem. This isn't marriage. You know what I would say? I would think perhaps it's built into this pasuk in Bereishis. It says, "Al ken yazov ishes other the imo, leave your family, v'davak v'ishto, v'hayu l'basar echad, and then you'll become one basar." So Chazal darshan on this pasuk, a person should leave his family. What does it mean? You should, even when you're married, you should call your parents. Erev Shabbos, but Yazav Ish Aviv Imo means a person should stay away from a rayas. He shouldn't marry his sister, his mother, v'chulei. Shouldn't marry a rayas. V'davak v'ishto, Chazal say, v'lo b'eishes chaveiro. That ishes is only with a woman who's a penuya. V'hayu l'basar echad, and then you'll have basar echad. The basar echad is referring to the vlad. That the Vlad will be the Basar Echad, the physical product of this union. But if it's a union that you can't have that union, it's a Eishes Ish, you can't marry this woman, she's not, no Sheikhas to marry, she's already married. Your sister, you can't marry your sister, there's no Sheikhas to marry. There's something in the marriage that's wrong, that produces Mamzer. That Basar Echad is not a Basar Echad, there's no union here, they don't unite. There's not, the relationship isn't marriage. It's a different type of iser. Lo yia li'ish zar, but why? Not because she's so close to the yava. No. There's no relationship here. The Torah wants the woman to be mekayim the mitzvah of yivam. Why? Covet for her husband. Whatever you call it, chesed to the Baal. It has nothing to do with the relationship with the Yavam. This isn't an Isser of She'er. This is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, if she could have Tzvisas Kedushin with another man, that would destroy the Yibum, because that would blow her, destroy her ability to do Yibum. And therefore, the Torah is mafkia that Ishus. But be'etzem inside the Ishus, you could have Ishus. Interesting Gemara in Sota Yud Ches that brings this home. The Gemara is talking about Rav Hamnuna Shita, right? I think everyone's met Rav Hamnuna Shita already in Yevamis. That Rav Hamnuna holds that a Yevama who's Mizana, she becomes usher to the Yavam. Just like an Eishes Ish who's Mizana becomes usher to her husband, so too a Yevama who's Mizana becomes usher to the Yavam. So the Gemara in Sota Yud Ches says, that depends on if we view a Yevam as an Erva. The Gemara says that if you hold, right, there is one Shita that holds, which is actually our Mishnah. If you hold like the Shita, the version in Rav Akiva, that a Yevama is an Erva. The Gemara uses the words that a Yevama is an Erva, and therefore she produces Mamzerim, a Yevama L'shuk produces Mamzerim. Then you will hold, the Gemara says, that a Yevama whose Mizana asks herself to the Yava. Meaning if you hold up Iker, a Yavam L'shuk is an Erva type of Isser, that she has a Sheikhas to the Yava. Memel, if she's Mizana, she has violated her relationship with the Yava, so she becomes Asr to the Yava, Asr be the Yava, and her kids are going to be Mamzeir. But L'chaira, well, we hold a Halacha, we don't hold like Rav Hamnuna. We hold that a Yevam who's Mizana could still do Yibam, and we hold the kids aren't Mamzerim. If so, the pshat is that they're not, it's not an Erev HaDikah Isser. It's a different type of Isser. And just, it's interesting, and it's interesting Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos on Mem Tes, points to something I thought was very interesting, which is that he says, so what is this Isser? It's an interesting type of thing. No Tfisas Kedushin, but no Mamzeris. So Rabbeinu Tam compares it to the Isser of a guy and a Jew, a Bas Yisrael. A guy habal Bas Yisrael, the halacha is, the kid's not a mamzer, even though there's no Tzvi's Kiddushin. So that's first just an interesting thing. What do we see from that? Right, not everyone agrees with that. This is Machlokas and Tana, but that's the way we hold. The pshat is, a guy and a Bas Yisrael, it's not Erva. It could be the man to Amr who held it was Mamzer would hold it as Erva. But Lahalach we hold it's not Erva. Why is it Aser? It's Aser, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, because it says, Lo Yasser's Bincha Macharai. That you shouldn't marry a guy, don't give your daughter over to a guy because it'll be a bad influence. The guy will be a bad influence on your grandkids. But it's nothing to do with Erva. Right, a Jew, if you wanna, I don't know if this will help. Some's thinking to marry a guy. A woman's thinking to marry a guy. So the relationship, okay, it's not erva. The relationship could work. You could have I don't think so. But erva, it's not erva. But the problem is the Torah says don't do this. The Torah didn't want this. Doesn't want this marriage, and it blocks the marriage. Same thing here by Yivam, the Torah blocks the marriage. Rabbeinu Tam had one other point that I thought was very interesting. He says, just like a guy and a Jew can never marry, can't marry Bechlal. He says, so to a Yivama, it's not an Ervedic Isser, because she can't have Tfisit Kedushin with anyone. Not just specific people, with nobody. And Eishesish, what does he mean? What he means by that, he says, is because she can't have Tfisit Kedushin to the Shuk, but she also can't have Tfisit Kedushin with the Yavam. There's an interesting din that if a Yavam does Kedushin, regular Kedushin, what we call him Sechas Yavamas Maimer, with the Yavama, in HaTorah, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because Be'etzim, there's no relationship there. Be'etzim is Eishes Ach. Be'etzim, there's no relationship here. It's Eishes Ach. Be'etzim, Lehefech. The Yavam is an Erva relation to the Yavama. Everyone else is not an Erva, right? It's not this stark relationship with the Yavam. Shad is, it's a Mitzvah of Yivam. Mitzvah of Yivam says, have Yivam, the Torah wants Yivam, and therefore, the Torah is mafkia her marriage with anyone else. Anything besides her Yivam, the Torah is mafkia. Okay. Oh, so that's very nice. Issu Yivam L'shuk is not in an Erva. So Zanoda B'Yehuda, this is in Evan Ezer Simon and Dalit. He says a chiddush that to me I thought it was pashut, aleph beis, made sense, pashut, and then I realized it came out of everyone's chole. He says a pashut point. He says Yivam Lashuk is not an Ervetic Isser, and therefore an eighth echad is believed. We have a klal that Darusha be'erva needs two eidim. Anything to do with Eishes Ish, is she married, is she Bereshes needs two eidim. He says by Yavama it's not like that. By Yavama one eid is good enough to know that she's Muteris Lashuk. How do I know it? Because it's not Erva. Right, it's not, like we just proved, it's not an Erva Dekadin, and Mimela, Eidech is believed. No Di Behuda says that, Misvara says it Lahalacha. Oh, so it made a lot of sense until I saw Rav Akiva Eger. And Rav Akiva Eger, this is Rav Akiva Eger Sim Kuf Chaf Dalet. He says it's impossible with our Gemara. Our Gemara and Sadi Dalet. Right, I'm so happy with the Noda Yehuda, and then the Akiva Eger tell me if I just learned the Gemara that I just learned, I'd realize that can't be. How can you say an Eid Echad is believed by Yavam L'Shach? Right, because we have a whole sugya by us on Daf Tzadi Dalet, the sugya says, what's the din of an eid echad yavama? Is an eid echad believed to say that a woman is pater from yiva? Right? Eid echad comes and says that when this woman's husband died, there actually was a living son, and therefore the woman is mataris l'shach. Wouldn't eid echad be believed to say that? I mean, to believe that this man's, the Yavam's son, was alive at the moment that the Yavam died. Right? So, the Gemara doesn't say yes. The Gemara doesn't say yes, of course, eid echad is believed, this is not a darash be'erva. Lehefech. The Gemara compares it to the whole sugya of Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish needs two eidim. Why is one aid neman to say that the husband died? Oh, a whole complicated thing, because chachamim mishum takanas hagunos, they said mitochomer shechmarta v'sofa hakalta v'tchilasa, and the Gemara says we have to think: is a yavam the same story? Should we believe in aid echad? Maybe not. A yavama, if the yavam comes back and turns out she really is zakut to yavam, she's not so scared. Right? If a husband comes back, a woman's really scared. The yavam comes back, she's not so scared. She's not connected to the yavam. Could be she hates the yavam. Right? If the yavam should come back and catch her married to another man, her kids are not mamzerim, it's not so bad. So the Gemara says, maybe we should say a yavam needs two eidim. Then the Gemara says, maybe we say no. If by Eishes Ish we're willing to be makel based on one eid, so too by a Yavam Lashuk we should be makel by one eid, because after all, Yavam Lashuk is not such a chamer iser. It's just an iser lav. So the Gemara has this whole conversation, right? The whole big sugya of Tzadi Dalit. But it's not what the Nodiv Yehuda says, is that Yavam Lashuk, Eidech is enough, the same way Eidech is enough to be matter a piece of meat. It's Yisurim. So this is Kiviega points to say it's a Pella on Nodiv Yehuda, and this is really accepted by Achronim that even though the Isser of Yavam Lashuk is not an Isser Erva, the Etzim is an Isser like any other Isser. But Afal Pikein, to be matter, to say anything about a Yavam Lashuk, needs two eidim. So why is that? Why should that be? It says very by the Kashan, Kilis Yaakov, Stifler here, says something, yeah, right up there in Yavamis. I think it's Simon, maybe Simon Lama Dalet, I don't know, but by Lama Gimel. So he says something that's so poshut and really it's such a basic yisod, and he speaks it out. Says we misunderstand Darush Eva Erva. Right? What was Nodi Yehuda was assuming? Nodi Yehuda was assuming that there's something special about Isser Erva. Isser Erva is more chamer than your Isser and Kashrus, and Isser Erva needs two aid. He says it's not true. That's not what it means, Darush Eva Erva needs two aid. Something else completely. He points out, how do we learn out that Darush Eva Erva needs two eidim? So it's coming from the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says, if someone wants to be Megarish his wife, he Matzav Erva Stavar, he found out that she was Mizana, and so he could divorce her. So he uses Lashon, he finds in her an Ervas Davar. So calls, finding out that his wife is Mizana, right, and he has to divorce her, right, which we call an Eisha Soto, a woman who's Mizana Tachos, her husband, she becomes, we call it a Sota, she becomes Aser to the husband, he has to divorce her. So that has to be found out by two Eidim. How do we know that? Because it calls her Dvar Erva, a claim of Erva, just like the Torah says, Al Pishnei Eidim Yakum Dvar, that a claim is established, Dvar, the Torah translator says, a claim is established based on two Eidim. So therefore, if you want to have a claim against a woman, say she's Aser to her husband, needs two eidim, just like as if it's money. Now, what is this claim of erva here? What's he saying? He's saying she was mizana. So her being mizana, that's real erva. That's a rayas. That's a, the isser she did is isser erva. But the isser the edim are coming to create. What are the edim being made? They're being made. This woman is a surah to her husband. Now that isser of the woman, the wife to her husband. What's that? Is that an isser erva, or is that stam an isser? Right, that isser, we call that the isser of a sota to her husband. A woman who's mezana, she's usher to her husband. What type of isser is that? This is a feirish gemara, that's not an isser erva. That is gemara by us. By us, the gemara says, Rashi says, that a lav that's not share does not produce mamzerim, such as what? The isser of a sota to her husband. That's not an isser erva. They have sheiches to marriage. They are married. They're married. Don't think they're not married. They're married. They need a get. They're totally married. And the Gemara says the feirush that everyone agrees that they don't produce mamzerim. If this woman who's unfaithful goes back to her husband, has a kid, that kid, everyone agrees. Rabbi Kiva agrees the kid's not a mamzer. Why? Because it's not an isser erva. This isn't an isser erva. It's just a regular isser. Oh, so why does it need two eidim? Why does the Torah tell us it needs two eidim? It's not because of the isser. It's because you're being motzi an isha mibayla. Just like in mamonis, you're being motzi money from a person, you need two eidim. So too in relationships. If you are destroying a relationship, making a woman that she has to leave her husband, making a woman asura that she can't get married, you're affecting her marriage status. That requires eidim. Right? Just like mama needs eidim. You're being mechayiv a person. It says chayiv. It's nothing to do with the issa. But you know, Nida we know, we saw that eidech is believed by Nida. We saw Tosus held the whole makkah for eidech and he held comes from Nida. But Lameisa definitely, after the Safarlo, we know an eidech is believed in the Nida. A Nida, it's an Isser Kareis, it's in the Parsha of Arayis. Afal Pikin Eidech is believed. But over here, by Yavama Lashuk, even though it's just an Isser Lav, it's not an Erva Dikatin. But it needs two Eidim because you are making a Hischaivus. If you say she's free, she can marry another man, and she's lost to the Yavam. The Yavam doesn't have her anymore, doesn't have the ability to Miyabim her. Right, and the same way, if we ask her, if we ask her a woman, we're making it. She can't get married. We're being mechayiv her. It's a hischayivus. It's a parsha of hischayivus like mamon. Nothing to do with iser erva, being different than any other iser. It doesn't have to be iser erva. It's just a hischayivus relating to a person's shidduch, you could call it, to who their wife is and who their prospects are. So that's just a big yisod. I'll just say this is yisod. The statement doesn't point to this point, but it's really shaykh in all of Gittin the Kiddushin. This is a very important yisod. When we talk about questions regarding what we're calling now Darvish Shabbat Arab, that you need to aid him, it's a mamonistika type of issue. You know, it's interesting, it always has to do with, you find, it's a tone of Vinitin Dikadin. You know, like if you learn Gittin, so the beginning of Gittin starts that if get sent to a woman, the woman assumes and has good witnesses, oh, she's divorced. Good. But if the Baal comes and is ma'arer and says, no, the get's not kasher, even though we assume the get's kasher, but since the Baal's being ma'arer, we have to deflect the tain of the Baal, and we need two eidim. We need to bring two eidim that this get was written in the hechsher. Why? Why do we need two eidim? It's just, he's an eidechad. He's not an eidechad. Because, just like in Mamonis, there's a din of Toen Venitin, that if the Baal HaMamon says, you stole from me, and he has a taina to prove, to say why, anything, to deflect a taina, you need two eidim. Right? It's treated as a Mamonistic type of thinking. It's not a Isser type of thinking. There's a Gemara, a lot of Gemaras like this. So just a Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalet says that if a shliach gives a get to a woman, and then the husband comes and says, I never gave it to the shliach to give it to the woman. So the Gemara says you ask the husband, but did you give it to the shliach? I gave it to the shliach, but I didn't mean it to be a shliach. I just gave it to him to hold it for me. So the Gemara says, we tell the Baal, we don't believe you, because you yourself believed the person you gave it to and gave it to him. So since you believed him, you don't have a right to taina against your wife and say that she's still married to you. But what does that have anything to do with the taina of the Baal? It's not an Isser question. That questions relating to marriage are mamnas dikah questions, right? The other big marker to this is Gemara Kedusha. We lived in Kedusha more recently in Samachay. The Gemara says that Hodos Baldin should really work even by marriage. If a woman's modus, she's married, that should make her marry. So the Gemara says it doesn't, because marriage is something that's mechayev not only her but everyone else in the world. It makes other people. But the concept is it's a parsha of eschayvus, and therefore when it comes to the question of edus, so Yivam Lashuk needs edus like every other eshesish. But legabe the nation of the iser, legabe mamzerim and legabe isha Yivam who's mezana, it's like any other iser, has nothing to do with iser erva, and therefore it doesn't produce mamzerim, and she's mutaris to the erva. Kira Baisai, sorry, I was going to talk about something else today. I'm not going to do it because it's already 5. But we're really getting so close to finish the parent. Is it possible to go share next week? Next week, I think Tuesday we're not here. So maybe Thursday. Is Thursday good next week? So maybe we'll give us some things Thursday, and then we'll get soon. Whenever we finish, we'll move on to Mrs. Chalitza. All right. Okay.